10 o'clock hour of Wildey and Tout begins now. We'll play trivia next. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. We always love keeping him for a really long time. All right, Tout, let's just put a bow on the Rashawn Gary conversation here because I don't want to be misrepresented.
Are we giving Kenny Clark a pass?
I think defensive tackles have a different expectation, right?
Devontae like, no. Wyatt's and he's, been getting he, a he's lot been, of pressures. Devontae
I think he's been criticized, too. I mean, if you read your Wisconsin State Journal this morning, I singled them both out.
I lost my subscription to that. I haven't been able to keep up.
The State Journal. I'm so supportive of all the work that you do. I'm listening on the Varsity app during games I'm watching
on
TV.
Reading your
Can't
stuff.
Just bring
Get,
yourself to
pouting.
Pay a dollar.
Stop.
All right.
In fairness, Varsity app doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, but it requires more effort to sync it up with your television so you can listen to your boy call the game. And, of course,
it's
my boy.
Who is your boy?
Is Matt LePay. All right, so just help. I want to play trivia next. You're going to tell us about Fort Trivia. I just want to know, am I being too harsh on him? Because I'm not writing him off. I'm not saying that he sucks. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's not
elite. Saying he's been disappointing.
He hasn't been good enough. Yeah. I think through four games, if you are elite, you have more than the one sack where Lane Johnson stopped on the play. That's all. Doesn't mean you're terrible. I'm not saying he's Cletus Hunt. I'm saying that for a guy for to
better
whom much
career
is given,
through 6 years. Hold up, better career through 6 years. AJ Hawk or Rashawn Gary?
That's apples to oranges.
It's top 12 picks, expectation game. Whose career would you rather have through 6 years?
AJ Hawks.
Who's been more
hurt.
Impactful? Who's given more? Who's produced more? Because everybody rips AJ all the time.
Yeah, he was a
they
top
do.
Five pick.
He shouldn't.
Which is why he gets even more
okay, it's seven
criticism.
Picks later, so top 12 is still a pretty high pick.
It is, no doubt. Better career Nick Perry.
More impactful Packer career. Rashawn Gary, A.J. Hawk through 6 years.
Let me look into A.J. Hawk's numbers if he's got any splash plays.
You know the answer is A.J. Hawk. You know it.
Okay,
is.
So then
and
what are we talking? Then what are we talking about here?
I'm asking you. I think it's AJ.
Then you have your answer, right?
But I don't think y'all don't give AJ Hawk enough love. I do.
Right, but we can't. You can't answer that way and then claim a guy's elite. You can't.
Rashawn Gary has injuries have hurt him, but yes, he has not been as. Since the day we talked, which was about his eliteness, which is pre-injury, it's been a while.
It was. Yep, it was.
He has not rebounded and been as good as he was leading into that injury. He was on that cusp. His violence with his physicality and what he was doing. He has not been as good since then. That's a fair statement to make, and that's not ripping him. It's just the reality of what we're seeing. He's still physical. I don't know if he's been able to make those counters off of his physicality as well as we'd hoped. That's how you become elite. As that being a big, strong dude that can bull rush people is an important quality. Mm-hmm. LVN has that. But if he wants to take the next step, he's got to get slippery. He's got to have a counter to that power. And I'm not sure. I think Rashawn Gary, I don't remember what game it was. I think it was the playoff game against the Niners. He ate old boys lunch. Their right tackle. He was physically just they had to start chipping and doing those things. That's what we're looking for. And Minnesota didn't have to do that to that degree. I think he is going to get the red blank this week because I think he's going to hear the chatter is out there. And I know he's on social media because I follow him, and he puts that cheese on everything, which is a catchy little thing that he does. I like that.
Clever, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you put too much cheese on everything, then you end up with a higher BMI than you'd like, and then you're
Fortrea eligibility. A lot of Fortrea eligibility. And if you're looking for cash, head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. We talk a lot about big bodies. We talk a lot about that. They all have all kinds of different studies for different timelines, different money that you can earn. And today we're going to talk about women that are currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45, body mass index of 18 to 35. Stop smirking. This is body mass index 18 to 35. One stay, 5 nights, 5 follow-ups, a phoner, $10,125 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, get another $500. Also, if you're not breastfeeding, you're a healthy adult, age 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. That study, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
All right, let's play some trivia before we get to Homer. Jesse, what's the category? What color you want?
Wisconsin Geography Wednesday with a Brewers twist.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Telling a story or not?
Not quite a story, but just some Brewers flavor for Wisconsin Geography. 14 of the teams that have won Game 1 have gone on to win the series in the wild card round since 2020, so let's do caller 14.
I was going to say take caller 2, hoping you're one of the like the two teams that did.
One of the outliers.
Come back. All right, caller 14, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant, and he is a first time contestant. Easy for me to say. It is Zach on the road between Beaver Dam and Waupun, so we better be quick because that's not that long of a distance. Zach, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Have you listened to the Dam Sports Show with Corey and Wally, and I think maybe Wade's going to be on there today? Have you tuned in on our ESPN Beaver Dam affiliate yet?
I have not, no.
All right, every day at 4. And I join them on Wednesdays and Fridays, if that either that sweetens the pot or that makes you even less interested in listening. I'm not sure which.
That's a good show those guys have going up there.
Yes, I'm really excited that we're doing that. Yeah. All right, Zach, let's get to your questions, buddy. I don't know where you're headed, but I don't want you to spend too much time on the phone with us. Question number one in Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia is this. Oh, this is a good one. In conjunction with the name change of the stadium occurring in 2021, the road formerly known as Miller Park Way in the village of West Milwaukee was changed to which of these names? Is it Brewers Boulevard, Selig Street, or Postseason Way? Because of all the exits you can choose from.
Brewers Boulevard, but it's still Miller Park Way in my heart.
Yeah, it's an adjustment. It's kind of like when they turned Gross Avenue into Mike Holmgren Way. A lot of people had to change their addresses. All right, one for one. Question two is this. A latitudinally, which base at American Family Field is located farthest north?
I love
farthest
this question.
Farthest north. Is it first base, second base, or third base?
Gotta be third base, right?
Tausch, you want to guess?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it's second base.
One of you is right.
You think the stadium points north?
I don't know.
Stadium points south, I think, right?
Indeed it does. Kind of a southeasterly tilt to it.
That might be my favorite latitudinally question we've ever done.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my favorite if our contestant had gotten it wrong. But because Zach got it right, I'm okay with it. All right, question three, Zach. In which Wisconsin city was former Brewers catcher and current TV analyst Vinny Rotino born and raised? Is Vinny from Heartland, Racine, or La Crosse?
Oh, boy. Racine.
Tausch?
I'm going to say Heartland.
One of you's right. And it's not Tausch.
Atta bit, Zach. All right.
Zach, what a debut. Now the Brewers can only hope that they're as good in game two as you were in trivia. You got all three right. You got four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing. Drive safely, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
It's amazing how that love you guys has really caught on. It's pretty remarkable. That's trivia for us. Quickly, Tausch, if the trivia question was, what beer with the blue mountains on the side of the can does Tausch love most? I don't think anybody would get that one wrong.
You know it's Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And make sure those mountains are blue on those cold activated bottles and cans. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
I know this is going to come as a surprise to you, but Uncle Homer said something a little bit crazy on Twitter. We'll tell you what it was when he joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Homer, who's going to have a better year, Marquette or Wisconsin?
Hoops. Marquette.
By a lot?
No. No, as long as Chuck is the coach, you make the tournament, flip a coin, let's see what you do in the tournament.
Okay.
It's fair.
Remember. Wake me in March, some would say.
Some what? Might.
Gottlieb.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they do. He's still doing the show, and he invited me to come to the game, one of his games, and said to give me a good ticket. So you know what that means.
If they're free, it's for you.
That's correct.
If you have free tickets to tonight's Brewers Game 2 against the Mets, and you go, are you going expecting a win?
Yes, I am. This is the definition of this team is, they figure a way. They figure out a way. Now, they didn't yesterday. It was a horrible game. But I will be crushed if they lose this game because it will make the entire season easy to forget. And it shouldn't be forgotten. It's been a special year with a special group. But you get swept in the first round, then it's like it's all a tease. It all means nothing. It'll be bad enough if they lose this series in three, but if they get swept, and the problem is the Mets are really good. It's not like the Brewers are that much better. It's a flip of a coin in terms of the talent of the two teams. You might even give the edge to the Mets, but the Brewers have all year found a way to win. I'll be devastated if they lose tonight because it will mean no one's going to remember what was really a great year. Yeah, devastated. Because you can't remember anything. Might as well just throw the regular season away. Doesn't mean anything. Nothing. You can't think of all the great parts about it because they got swept in the first round.
At home.
Got to at least win a game. And then, you know, the way this team has been all year, they'll find a way and they'll win the series in three. But that's just regular season talk. I can't think of a game for any team in which I want them to win so badly. We know what that's worth. By the way, I want to get to Tausch's idea about teams picking who they play.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And what you have to hope for is the league will never have the guts to do it. But just like the kickoff, if another league does it and they see how much it works, then they'll steal it. So you need, is Rocks League still around? I mean, there's another league, right? There's one other. They were using the kickoff.
The UFL.
Which, by the way, the NFL is so idiotic. Why they can't do it now? Just change it to 35. If you get the ball at the 35, they'll start kicking off and make them run back.
Or just go back to the old way. Go back to the old way. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, too many injuries. You can't.
Why?
Because the speed of players running is... No, this system was fine. Just give it to them at the 35 or 40 if you kick it into the end zone. Then no one will do it, and you will have what you want. Kickoff returns with less speed of players running. This is like kindergarten stuff. I don't know why they won't change it now. There are fewer kickoffs this year, I would think, than last year, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know that, but it's...
It isn't working, but all you have to do is change it to the 35 or the 40, and everybody will then make the team and want the team to return. It's I don't get it. It's like...
I don't. Anyway. It was a problem that didn't need fixing. They got rid of the kickoff. They want to get rid of it completely, and now they're trying to go back on their initial thought of, well, it's a dangerous play, but we can make it safer. It's a dangerous play. It's still being touched back all the time. I think it was an excuse to just get the ball up further and further so that there's more scoring. So if that's what you want to do, just say, here, take the ball at the 35, let's go. You know, stop with the commercial breaks, everything else. Just drop the ball.
They want the kickoff to be part of the game. They thought this would solve it.
Jason.
They do.
They got rid of it. They were trying because all these injuries, and you heard Troy Vincent say 5 years ago they're going to get rid of the kickoff. You heard him.
Somebody
trust
up,
what they're saying.
Someone came up with a way.
It's not working.
That same league doesn't even do it anymore. If they moved it to the 35, if you kicked it into the end zone, it would work. That's the frustration. Like if somebody is eating soup with a fork, you say, excuse me, maybe you should try a spoon. The problem isn't that. And they just keep using the fork.
That's pretty good. That's almost as good as the cough medicine.
It's really good, actually.
Pretty good little analogy.
Really, I love your idea because it gets the fans involved picking. Yes, a lot of teams want to avoid it, but they won't. And once a league that doesn't care what people, you know, doesn't have an image, they'll try it and they'll go, wow, this works. Yes, maybe let the fans decide. There's so many different things you can do. But, yes, it gets people involved. It's uncomfortable for the teams. So what? You're in the entertainment business. You nailed it perfectly. And it will not happen unless another league does it, and it works, and then they'll copy it.
All right, Homer, I know you have a golf outing because you're a great young man. You do great things out in the community. You're always giving, giving, giving. So I know we'd have limited time with you today, but you just tweeted this, that the Packers miss Joe Barry. Fact. Capitalized.
Stirring it up.
It's four games.
You can't. You wanted Joe Barry. Just wait a second. I distinctly remember. We did a pack back when it was called Green or Pack Attack, I think, after
the
show.
The first game
that was a while ago.
Yeah.
First game, Joe Barry, you said they never should have hired him. Fire him today. And now, 3 years later, you say that we missed Joe Barry. Fact. Explain yourself.
Well, it's just four games, but last year they were 10th in the league in points given up. It's the best year Joe Barry had. This year they're 20th, and they have Xavier McKinney. They have a player better than any player that was on the field last year, and they're 20th. So it hasn't worked. Now it's just four games. It may not be that way at the end of the season, but at this point, they're worse defensively with the current defensive coordinator than they were with Joe Barry, because you have to add Xavier McKinney to that defense. And we can agree
on
that.
There's more turnovers. They're not worse.
Well, again, The turnovers only work if you don't give up points.
Jason, is the defense worse than it was last year?
It's not. And they definitely don't miss Joe Barry. But it's only four games. He says that in the tweet. He is trying to stir the pot because that's what Homer does.
Jason is now. Wait a second. Jason is telling Homer what he thinks. Yes. I love it. Yes. It has all come full circle.
I'm not telling him what he thinks. Baby. I'm telling him what he's doing. You chose.
Oh, no. Snap.
Stop. Yeah, just stop.
Good. What you I want to chose is that Xavier McKinney is better than any player Joe Barry had in his time as defensive coordinator.
It doesn't say that in the tweet. Doesn't even mention Xavier McKinney.
If that's the case, then Joe Barry has to be recognized. Joe Barry did what he did without Xavier McKinney. Would they have been a better defense with Xavier McKinney? Yes or no?
They would have been. Yes.
Although
Jason thinks Rudy Ford is just as emphatic.
He was very good, yes. Led them in interceptions last year, you know. Look, you know what you were doing. You could have easily said that points per game.
You better get after Jason like you do me when you think saying what you think.
Here's the tweet for those of you that aren't following along. Points per game. Packers tied for sixth in offense and 20th defensively. So far this season, they miss Joe Barry. Fact. You could say, so far this season, Joe Barry's defenses have been better than Jeff Hafley's. But you chose the phraseology you did because you knew it would get our attention.
No, I'll change the phraseology. Yeah. Hold on. I'll change the phraseology to what you said.
Fine.
I'll go to that phraseology.
Because here's why. Here's why I'm getting after you.
Homer just backed down.
He did, didn't he?
No, it's not.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Big back down.
I mean, Jason, you understand. I have experience handling this. People telling me why I said stuff.
I'm aware.
I'm ready for it.
My point is that you knew that this was a little more lightning rod-y than if you said, so far, Jeff Hafley's defense isn't as good as Joe Barry's defense.
If that was the case, Jason, why would I agree to change it the way you asked?
Because you know that you can still make your arguments.
Really good counterpoint.
No,
wow.
Because then it wouldn't have gotten nearly as attention. The same attention. That's
why. I don't know. What else does Homer think, Jason?
Here's my point. Because you got to go. They definitely don't miss Joe Barry because they have way better buy-in from their players, and that goes into the final sentence of your tweet. I assume it will change. I do too, and that's because they don't miss Joe Barry. Because they believe in this guy more than they believed in him.
Okay, all right, now here's my question.
I didn't assume he said I assume.
Hold on, are you better with Joe Barry and Xavier McKinney than you would be?
Your tweet does. If you don't want people trying to figure out what you're thinking, include the things you're thinking!
I never thought that was an issue. I'm willing to have someone say that's a stupid tweet, but they don't seem to do that. They want to go, I know why you did that. I know why you did that. And it's hard for me to comprehend that.
I know what you're saying about Xavier McKinney because you and I talked about it on your show.
Yeah.
Should have included that in the tweets if you wanted to make that argument. You've got a shotgun start that's about to start. We don't need to argue with you anymore.
Bye. Talk to
go
you later.
Play well. Goodbye.
Thanks for the touch.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I can't believe that, what I just saw. I can't
they
believe.
Missed it.
Just
Come
like
on.
Jack Buck at the Metrodome with Kirby Puckett hitting a big three-run homer to advance. I can't believe what I just heard.
That's not where that quote happened.
No, it is.
It is. I don't believe what I just saw is the home run Kirby Puckett hits in the Metro.
Wasn't that Kirk Gibson?
No.
Am I wrong? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a loss on
Jesse, I'd like an apology. You've been a little bit rough on me lately.
I'm sorry.
When you're dead wrong like that, I'd like an apology.
I apologize. I can't believe what I just saw was the Kirk Gibson home run. I didn't think that was the Minnesota one. I thought that was We Will See You Tomorrow Night.
Ooh.
Because that's what Joe said Ooh. In Game 6 when the Cardinals oh. beat the Rangers.
Could we owe him an apology?
Oh, do I have to reissue an apology for demanding an apology?
Oh. One thing I do know,
it's time to talk about my favorite pit stop, and that is Quick Trip. You take a quick trip down memory lane. Was it Jack Buck saying to Kirk Gibson, I can't believe what I just saw? Or to Kirby? I don't know. We'll go down there, but there's a heck of a bake sale going on that Grandma used to make down at Quick Trip. Grab a dozen cookies for $4.99 or a four-pack of your favorite cookies for just $1.99. Looking for something around breakfast? Well, those big, supple, delicious muffins, supple. Just $1.19. The bake sale is perfect for sharing or just treat yourself. And if it's not the sweets at Quick Trip that you're into, well, Chicken. I told you about Monday's chicken, $5.99. Today's Wednesday. Bone-in tenders and bone-in chicken. The regular tenders, $9.99 on Wednesday. They are hand-breaded and boneless tenders. They're beautiful. You grab a little buffalo sauce with it. Baby boy. There's more. Can you get 99 cents for a loaf of Quickery white bread? 99 cents. 5 ounce Kitchen Cravings boneless pork loin chop. And don't forget the coffee. Just got a free coffee on Coffee Day at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app today. Order ahead, earn points. Order all your favorites, plus pizza, take-home meals. Take care of the payment, and just stop by to pick it all up, or you can get it brought out to you curbside.
Oh. There's still one more segment left in the 10 o'clock hour, and it will be spent with us apologizing to Jesse. Get them both off of YouTube. I've already found them. Jesse takes a victory lap next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I got no problem apologizing to Jesse, saying I was wrong. I think more people in the world need to be able to do that sort of thing. but I know better
what was
than
the,
this.
I didn't catch your throat clear. Is that
Paula? She's over there. She never admits when she's wrong.
Oh, is she wrong a lot?
No, I wouldn't say she's wrong a lot. I'm saying that when she is wrong, she very, very, very rarely says she was wrong.
Why do people have such a hard time admitting when they're
wrong?
It's
a great question. Like, I don't know.
I think today's generation, too, because everything is here, phony, it's really hard because it's gotcha. You know, people make mistakes, man.
Yeah, like
people
we just
will say things, and especially when they're doing 15 hours a week.
Grinders,
you know,
and Jesse's you know? 12.
And for Jesse, if you're working 6 hours a week, it ain't easy. So, Jesse, the floor is yours.
I don't think it's a generational thing. I think that's a.
Oh, it is.
I think people of your generation
no,
want to make it
I think
a generational
it's a personality thing. I'm with Jesse on the. I hate to agree with Jesse after I just disagreed with him.
I know someone who gave birth to me who is also not very good at admitting when she was wrong. So,
George. So speaking of wrong, here is Jack Buck on the call of Kirby Puckett's home run during the 1991 World Series.
I can't
to force
what
a
I
game
just saw.
Seven.
Into deep left center for Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
What a great call. Kirby.
That is such a great call. Oh, is that the GOAT of calls?
Well, maybe this is the GOAT of calls. Now at the plate, Kirk Gibson in the 1988 World Series against Dennis Eckersley, hobbling up to the plate with the game on the line.
Gibson
Don't throw him a change.
And a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable. A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw.
This has season twice for good measure.
I don't believe what I just heard. Tausch was wrong, and so was I. I will say this.
Jesse. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, here we go.
You were right. You nailed it. Kudos to Jesse.
What's the other half of that? You said Jesse was right. What's the other half of that statement?
I was completely wrong. Yeah, listen, you guys pinned me. You and retired Navy fella. You guys pinned me as like some obstinate, like,
you're obstinate.
I was completely incorrect about the scenario.
All right.
Completely incorrect.
As a true apology, I am off tomorrow's show, and I want no grief for the entire 3 hours.
Just
one quick question, Jesse. I know you're big on programming as the head of programming.
I am, yes.
Here at ESPN Madison.
Director.
There is a volleyball game tonight, correct? And a pre- and post-game show?
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
It's at Rutgers. It's an early start. It has no impact on being off tomorrow.
I'm going to oppo Jack Buck. I can believe what I'm going to see tomorrow. I can believe what I just heard, that Jesse is taking off.
Man,
Thursday.
What do you think Boog's call is going to be that lives in infamy when the Brewers walk it off on Thursday night to advance?
And the Brewers win.
That's the case.
Yep, that's how I envision too.
All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. I need to remind you, I hope you never have to make the call. I really do. But if you've been seriously injured, there is only one call to make, and it's to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, find out the history of the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, everything David and his team at Gruber Law Offices do in our communities. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. The 11 o'clock hour kicks in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.